With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. In what might be described as a marathon phone call, President Trump spent 2 hours talking with Russia's Vladimir Putin yesterday, quoting White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt. The president feels like great progress was made on this call. The two leaders are talking about a meeting, possibly in Hungary. There's no date set for that just yet. Later today, Mr. Trump meets with Ukrainian President Zelensky at the White House. Zelensky may make a pitch for long-range Tomahawk missiles capable of hitting targets deep inside of Russia.
The president is signaling he's not ready to agree to sell Kyiv a long-range missile system that the Ukrainians say they desperately need.
Thanks so much. We have
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was already in Washington on Friday ahead of his meeting with Trump. In recent days, Trump had shown openness to selling Ukraine long-range Tomahawk cruise missiles, even as Putin warned against it. Following Thursday's call with Putin, Trump appeared to downplay the prospects of Ukraine getting the missiles. I'm Karen Shammah.
A one-time Trump aide turned critic is in hot water.
John Bolton has been charged with mishandling classified documents. Now, Bolton is, of course, a former national security advisor from the first Trump administration. He's been a longtime adversary of the president since his departure from office. This investigation dates back years, but it burst into public view in August when the FBI raided his home in Bethesda, Maryland, and his office in Washington, D.C. in search of classified records. Bolton's legal team already indicated that many of the records that were found actually date back decades and reflect his longtime career in government service.
And that's correspondent Eric Tucker reporting. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures have turned mixed. The Dow futures, 67 points higher. NASDAQ futures down 59. This is SRN News. Louisiana seeks to overturn a Biden-era abortion rule.
The state is suing to prevent abortion providers from outside its borders from selling abortifacient drugs to Louisiana women through the mail. President Biden ended the requirement that such pills be given to a woman by a doctor face-to-face. He was reacting to the expectation that the Supreme Court would repeal Roe v. Wade. Louisiana Attorney General Liz Merrill says, quote, out-of-state abortion drug peddlers are violating the criminal laws of Louisiana and other states. Michael Harrington reporting.
Uruguay has passed a law decriminalizing euthanasia. This makes Uruguay the first country in Latin America to allow euthanasia via legislation. Colombia and Ecuador have decriminalized the practice through Supreme Court decisions. In Chile, the left-wing president recently revived a euthanasia bill long stalled in the legislature. The law in Uruguay permits euthanasia performed by a healthcare professional. This is SRN News. AI technology leads to more cybersecurity threats in the U.S.
New research from Microsoft says the AI attacks are coming from Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea. The amount created online has more than doubled since last year, and it's increased more than 10 times since 2 years ago. AI can translate poorly worded phishing emails into fluent English, as well as generate digital clones of senior government officials. The report says the U.S. is the top target for cyber attacks, and U.S. companies and organizations are getting by with outdated cyber defenses. Russia, China, and Iran have denied they use cyber operations for espionage, disruption, and disinformation. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The feds rejecting a mining company's bid to go after more than 6 million tons of coal beneath a national forest in Utah. It is the third proposed coal sale from public lands in the West to fall through this month. More details, SRNNews.com.